91X News.
It's 22 and partly cloudy. I'm Sean Macy with 91X News. The public inquiry into the Robert Picton serial murder investigation is open to the protests of groups who say they've been shut out. Commissioner Wally Oppel will examine why the police failed to catch Picton as he murdered sex workers from Vancouver's downtown east side.
The issue of missing and murdered women is pervasive across our nation. It is not unique to British Columbia. At the same time, this is a first inquiry of its kind that will seek answers to help the police, to help the public, to help we as a society to address this ubiquitous tragedy.
The inquiry has faced controversy over the provincial government's decision not to offer several groups legal funding, prompting them to pull out. Fire Prevention Week is in full swing, and it looks like Belleville could use some help. Trish Allison has more.
Belleville has been ablaze over the past couple of weeks with 13 deliberately set fires around the city. The string of petty arsons led the way into Fire Prevention Week. Belleville may be dealing with a fiery situation, but Fire Chief Raome Shapiro says the recent case of arsons reinforced fire safety.
The fact that fire can happen at any time, whether arson is a component or not, fire is a true risk that can happen at any time, and people need to be aware of that and ensure that they have working smoke alarms and that they have an escape plan in case there is a fire.
The string of arsons goes back to mid-September.
The police and fire will work very closely in regards to any fire investigations in regards to arson or anything else. We have open communication that occurs on a regular basis.
Fire Chief Shapiro says fire prevention should happen every day and not just once a year. Trish Allison, 91X News.
The United States Justice Department says it has disrupted an Iranian government plot to assassinate the Saudi ambassador to the United States. Attorney General Eric Holder says two people have been charged in New York and one has admitted his role in the plot. Holder says the plot represents a flagrant violation of the U.S. and international law. He says the U.S. is committed to holding Iran accountable. FBI Director Robert Mueller says many lives could have been lost in the plot to kill the ambassador with bombs in the U.S. Garda Security Group says it has suspended 74 screening officers at Pearson International Airport after they staged a Work to Rule campaign today. It also says it has started legal action against them after they refused to honor a Canadian Industrial Relations Board injunction and court order prohibiting a work slowdown. Researchers at a Toronto hospital have found that in the last decade, one-fifth of all doctor disciplinary cases involved repeat offenders. Dr. Chaim Bell at St. Michael's Hospital looked at the cases of doctors who were disciplined by their provincial medical licensing bodies between 2000 and 2009. That's 91X News to 303. Here's Sam Norman with sports.
The Denver Broncos will start Tim Tebow against the Miami Dolphins when they return for their bye week. A member of the organization confirmed the move Tuesday, speaking on condition of anonymity because coach John Fox hadn't made the official announcement. He's scheduled to address the media following today's practice. Former NHL players Stu Grimson, Chris Nyland, and Jim Thompson are considering legal action after a rant by Don Cherry. They issued a joint statement early Tuesday morning calling Cherry's comments on hockey fighting damaging and inflammatory. Cherry singled out the three players as pukes, hypocrites, and turncoats for speaking out against fighting in the sport. He accused the men of not wanting current players to make a living as enforcers, as the three former players had. The Ottawa Senators will hope to address defensive issues when the club opens its home schedule tonight in Minnesota. The Sens have allowed 11 goals in dropping back-to-back road games at the start of the season. Canada's national soccer team will be hosting Puerto Rico tonight at the BMO Field as part of the World Cup qualifying. The Canadians thumped St. Lucia 7-0 last week and sit atop their ground with 9 points for three games. The St. Louis Blues have claimed Taylor Chorney off waiver from Edmonton. The 24-year-old had 1 goal and 4 assists with the Oilers last season. The Amherstview Jets face off against the Napanee Raiders tonight at 7:30. The match will take place in Napanee. That's sports. Here's Sean Macy with 91X Weather.
91X Weather. Today, sunny, high 23, UV index 5 or moderate. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 13. Wednesday, cloudy, showers beginning in the afternoon, wind becoming east 30 kilometers an hour late in the evening. high 19. It's 22 degrees. I'm Sean Macy with Sam Norman, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News next at 4.